On today's Compassion Radio.
When you're singing, crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne, hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Yeah. It certainly would feel like that would require a choir. I'd love the back part of that chorus where it says, awake my soul and sing of him who died for me. To think of that heavenly crown that will lay at his feet, and he's the crown, the corona. Oh my goodness. There's so much talk about corona, but to really focus in on the real corona, him. Crown him. He deserves all the praise and the glory for it.
Welcome to Compassion Radio, and welcome back to part four of the inspiring series where we're focused on the brand new power-packed music project, Crown Him. We're featuring this beautiful album because it's our very special thank you for your support of Compassion Radio this month. We spent an afternoon with Michael O'Brien, our featured artist and writer, producer, performer of this collection. And from that conversation, we've come to appreciate the love, prayer, and faith that went into it. Today, we'll share even more of these wonderful songs and the stories behind them. Thanks for joining us today. I want to go back into this now, Michael, and ask you about another song. What is burning a hole in your heart to talk about today?
Well, this would be a first. My son, Timmy, who has been the quiet one, really. He's always been behind the scenes. He's the one that, you know, likes to do videos. He's never really gotten into music that much. I don't know if it was because his brother and sister were in and he was trying to find his own identity. But he's, over the last year and a half or two, he's really just has a love for it and wants to do it more. Now, I think his specialty is video, but he's certainly has a voice and can sing. And so I had this song that I had my wife bring to me. It's a song, actually, I think lyrically most people know. It's called This Is My Father's World. Yeah. I had this melody. It's not that I didn't like the melody of This Is My Father's World. I just wanted something different. And she goes, Michael, let me see something. And she goes into the hymn. She goes, now play your song. So I started playing the song. And she said, Michael, your melody matches to this lyric. And I'm like, are you sure?
The cadence is right.
Yeah. So I began to sing this lyric to the melody that I have. And it matched right up.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often, Bram. It happened with Bittersweet, where a friend of mine had written a song, the lyric, I had the music, they had never met. And then one day he sent over the lyric and we never changed a thing about it. Yeah. It just was the song. And that's kind of what happened with this song as well.
To think about God being a collaborator in the editing suite.
That's a good way to put it. That's a very real thing.
Yeah.
And so then I asked Timmy if he would sing on this song with me. So Joseph, he's a recording engineer and does all these things. He went in and recorded Timmy and was able to put him on this project. And he is the first time that Timmy's ever sung.
Awesome.
And now I've got it forever.
Let's listen to some of that right now.
This is my father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my father's word. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees and skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my father's word. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their maker's praise. This is my father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He's speaking everywhere. This is my father's world. Oh, let me now. That through the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my father's word, the battle is not done. Jesus who dies shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. This is my father's word, the birds their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white, declare the Maker's praise. This is my Father's work. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him bounce. He's speaking everywhere.
Michael, that song, the lyric itself, ranks right up there for me with some of the great hymns. How great thou art, great is thy faithfulness. It just has a resonance on every level of my being when I hear those words, to remind me that everything I see or touch or feel is good because God made it good, an expression of his love to me.
Well, I'd have to agree with that. Probably one of the weakest parts of what I do would be lyrical content, which is why I'm always trying to find lyrics that my heart can connect with. Mm-hmm. When I saw this lyric, of course, when I had it with the music, it even made it come to life more. Mm-hmm. As I contemplate these words and as I'm still practicing trying to get these songs ready so when I'm in front of people, I can perform them. But it also is very, very comforting to me to know that God is in control.
Yeah.
There seems to be this trend I've heard that, you know, God isn't in control and Satan's having his way here. But no, I truly believe what the word teaches about this. And so, yeah, these words, they resonate with my heart for sure.
Michael O'Brien, the music you brought to us so far has been moving and powerful and reflective. We've gone through a number of songs that can be sipped like soup, warms the body from the inside out, and reminds you of how good God is. There are some other songs on this album that have a lot of punch. They're inspirational. You sing with a growl I've never heard you sing with on a project before. What's another one of those songs we could highlight now to show the variety and the depth of passion that God pulled out of you?
I think Crown Hymn would be one that comes out probably more. And you probably didn't hear me sing very much when I was with New Song back in, I don't know if you listened to those days, but that's all I ever sang was that grit.
Yeah.
But I haven't been doing that for years. For some reason, this project, there are several songs. I think Were You There would have been one of them. But yeah, Crown Hymn would be another one for sure.
Crown Hymn, the medical rock, the lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem King through all eternity, yeah. Crown him with many crowns. Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the Roman spheres, ineffably sublime. Oh, hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity.
There's something about bringing that chorus in there and that choir. You've loved over the years to bring in a choral element to your music. If you want power, bring the big voices in, as if yours wasn't big enough to start with. But it reminded me of how wonderful it is to really sing together. And it's one of the things I think I miss the most about being in our time of isolation away from our church. I mean, we're watching some wonderful streaming services from congregations that I love and respect a lot, with great teaching that I love, and people that know how to wield the word of God well. What is really hard is to think about me being in the mix, part of that worship life, singing back my praise with others in the presence of God. I miss that.
There's a power to it for sure. And I certainly wanted a choir on this song, especially. I think it lended itself to that. And I had a dear friend of mine, Chance Scoggins, who I've known for many years, and he was a choral contractor. He, you know, calls the big weights in, if you will. Yeah. We all got in a room. I think there was 10 of us. And we just sang this down in probably four or five different passes. So it kind of makes it seem even a bit bigger. But also, my son goes to Cedarville, and I wanted to feature some of the Cedarville choir.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
And so we got them involved, and you'll hear them more in the broken down chorus near the end. Yeah. You'll hear some of them singing in there as well. But when you're singing, "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne, hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own." Yeah. It certainly would feel like that would require a choir of some sort.
Yes, it would. And to think about God himself saying, okay, you brought your best. I love your choirs, but hey, we got game here too.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you know this. Over the years, the big joke has been, oh, hey, are the musicians here or are the singers here? There's always a distinction of musicians that I know exactly. And singers. And I think you're right. I think they made themselves known here. But I love the back part of that chorus where it says, "Awake my soul and sing of him who died for me, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity." I mean, this is the hope that we have, that this is not it right here. We're just passing through. And man, to think of that heavenly crown that we'll lay at his feet, and he's the crown, the corona.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. There's so much talk about corona, but to really focus in on the real corona, him, crown him. He deserves all the praise and the glory for it.
It is the root word in the Latin, and they talk about the halos in the original iconography of Jesus, showing him to be holy. They would add corona to it so that the rays of light proceeding from his head, he was always understood to be from the source of light comes the crown of glory.
Wow.
And that's been part of the art of the church since the very beginning. We lose a bit if we let the world or fear co-opt our own language, take away our vocabulary for worship. I would hope that we would be able to capture that again. And when we see fear in others and they see little coronas that could attack and kill and destroy, and we look to the one who is matchless through all eternity and think his glory, his crown, he's put on our heads, and let us borrow his glory for a time and bring it back to him as if it was a seed planted in us as an offering back to him.
Indeed.
So we have a chance even now, because I do believe, Michael, that eternity exists now. It's not just something we're waiting for. It's something we are welcomed in. So while we're waiting for the full expression and for our senses to be able to understand it, to experience it in its fullness, even before that time, that corona, the glory of God itself, is something that we are invited to enter into now, especially when the rest of the world would say, no, fear corona. I would say, fear him only because he's holy. Don't fear him because he is anything like the corona that we've been reading about recently.
Right. Well, that's a good word, Bram. Can't really add anything to that.
Amen. We'll be back for more of my conversation with Michael O'Brien in just a moment. Thank you, friends, for standing with Compassion Radio during these times of great change to our normal life. Of course, there's nothing normal about our situation, but there's also nothing normal about the kind of faith and power we find in Jesus. Compassion Radio will continue to keep bringing you encouragement from the Word, inspiring stories from the front lines of faith, and awesome opportunities to make a difference for the kingdom around the world. But we need your help right now to continue doing just that. Please take a moment today to consider how you might help us to accomplish our unique media ministry and mission. Here's how. Just visit our website, CompassionRadio.com, or call our toll-free order line, 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Reach out to us whatever way works for you. And now back to our discussion. One or two more songs from this project I would love to highlight, but it's your choice, my friend, because it's the stories that you have to say about how God brought them to your attention, to your heart, to your passion. That is what we wanted to capture in these programs. So what else from this project do you want to talk about?
Well, another one very dear to my heart and soul is the song that I got to sing with my wife, What Wondrous Love Is This.
To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the
Michael, when I get to the end of that song, I just get the feeling like you had the written music and then you said, just go to town. And the two of you get to sing and just stack the echoes and the amplifications and the agreements. And then it feels like the orchestration in the studio did the same thing.
It did. It was intentional and it was something that I had envisioned, because when we're singing and when from death I'm free, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. I wanted that to kind of be the thought coming to life at the end, that we're just going to continue to sing and let this thing kind of go and go. And, you know, the strings lifted and it's probably one of my favorite moments on the project. And the fact of the matter is, I never, ever thought I'd even get Heidi to sing this song. She literally sang the lead. I just did harmonies, which was another thing that I thought was never possible, that she would want to sing harmonies. I think it's, well, I know this because she's told me this is one of her favorite songs of all time. Mm. It's interesting that the author is anonymous. Nobody knows who wrote this song. And basically, it's just such a heart cry, isn't it?
Yeah.
The love of God and our souls, and, you know, when we're sinking down, and I'm going to be singing to you, what wondrous love is this? It's beyond our human comprehension, and yet by way of the Holy Spirit, we get a taste. We get a taste, we get a glimpse, and oh, how satisfied we'll be when we are together in eternity and we're singing together the praises to our King. I mean, I can't even imagine. It's hard for me to even think about that without tearing up a little bit, but this was a special one for me, Bram.
When I hear people say there'll be no tears in heaven, I say, you got it dead wrong, friends.
Yeah, you definitely got it wrong there.
I remember hearing the song as a kid and somehow linking it in as a Christmas song, because I think it was melodically and harmonically related in my mind to some of the early English carols that were more plaintive.
What child is this?
Like, oh, how a rose air blooming and things like that. That
oh, yeah.
It had the kind of musical roots that was from the same source. And the lyric itself is, what wondrous love, what mystery is this? So I grouped it in my heart and mind with all the mystery songs of the Advent coming to the Nativity.
Yeah.
How wondrous was this that God brought something to life?
I can see that.
And the song itself seems to be about what wondrous love is this, is bringing to life that which was not.
Mm.
It's not just us thinking about it. It's us wondering and in awestruck wonder of what God is doing and continues to do and what he continues to bring to life.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I think Heidi would agree. You've done a good job, Bram, explaining that. That's good.
Fair enough. There's at least one or two more in this album that I would love for you to talk me through. What's the next song that's on your heart?
Well, you know what? I think I have to go back in time, because in the 1970s, I was lost as lost can be. A friend of mine had a cassette player in his car. Maybe it was an 8-track. Boy, am I really going back? But it was a song by the Imperials that he wanted me to listen to. One of them was Unforgiven, but the other one.
Oh, yeah. Michael Lombardian days.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. And when I heard Praise the Lord, man, that song just, as has many other people, not just me, it just has moved people to tears and thanking God in the midst of tough times, too. I think this song talks about that. But then there was another song that I was introduced to by a guy named Dallas Holm called Rise Again. Yeah. And this song made a huge impact on me. Even when I was lost, I was drawn to the music of it, but I didn't really get the whole Jesus thing. Mm-hmm. But there was something about the music on both of these songs. And the third song would be To God Be the Glory by Andre Crouch. Yeah. There was something about these songs that did something to me. Over the years, once my eyes were opened to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, those songs really came to life. And so I just had to throw this medley together. I ended up singing a duet with Dallas Holm on a project called Timeless. We sang Thank You, the song by Ray Bolts. We did that as a duet. And then I sang a song with David Meese called El Shaddai. That night, the Imperials were there singing Praise the Lord. It was an interesting night because a lot happened in that evening. I can't really get into all the details of it, but everything kind of came full circle. And here I was listening and singing with some of the people who had impacted my life when I was lost. And now I'm singing on stage with them, making music to the Lord. So it was just an incredible night. This little medley I put together is a combination of those three songs.
I don't know if there's such a thing in our vocabulary yet, Michael, about the gospel of the melody, but it seems to me that what you're saying about the gospel coming to you and affecting your heart before you even knew what the words meant or the person, the power behind them, was already drawing you. So that the artists, the writers that wrote these songs, expressing themselves within the vernacular of the church, they could understand the terminology. And they were powerful songs in their own right. But what you said about the songs reaching out to you when you were lost, before you had any concept of what it was to experience the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and welcome His forgiveness and life and blessing and lordship and fathership into your life, it was still calling you, even if you didn't understand the words. And that to me says something about this spiritual blessing, that God puts His seed of blessing in that song and says, I've sealed this. And there are many songs I've had that experience with over my life where it just seems like the melody itself were somehow anointed. So I think you chose well in the songs in this medley. Which one shall we listen to?
Now, let's do Praise the Lord.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, and don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, when you praise. Oh, when you praise.
Well, Michael, that song is never going to get old. Our thanks again to Michael O'Brien, our featured artist this month. There are many more great stories about the songs, the artistic process, and the inside scoop on how major music projects come to be. It's all fascinating, and I hope you'll tune in then. If God has enabled you to support His kingdom purposes, please give generously where you hear God's word preached, celebrated, and lived. We need you, and we thank you for everything that you do and every prayer you offer on our behalf. When you call or write us today with your tax-free gift, make sure to ask for Michael O'Brien's brand new music project, Crown Him, available on CD or for digital download. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can find us 24/7 at our website, CompassionRadio.com.